Now, figure 62, we have a fulcrum, a datum, a z weight, an x and a y weight. Let's see what the question asks. If 50 pounds of weight is located at point x and 100 pounds at point z, how much weight must be located at point y to balance the plank? Just like the previous example, we have to find the moments on the left side and the right side of the fulcrum and set them equal to one another, so that the weight on the left side and the arm, so that the weight and moments on the left side equal the weight and moments on the right side. So let's figure out what we have. 50 pounds of weight is located at point X, and that's 50 inches. So we have 50 times 50. Okay, we don't know the value of Y, so we'll put Y times the distance, which is 25. Y times 25, and that has to equal the other side of the equation, which is 100 times z, which is 100. 100 times 100 is 100,000, equals 50 times 50, which is 2,500, plus 25y. So 25 times 300 plus 2,500 equals 10,000. So y is equal to 300. That is one of the answer choices, 300 pounds. Let's look at figure 63.